This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. It was Saturday night, and Jennifer had been feeling sick for 3 to 4 days. You know, chills, muscle aches, and fever. My clinic was closed, and she felt she had a need to be seen by a doctor, so she did that American thing and went to the emergency facility. They examined her and somehow determined that she had the flu. Now, in all likelihood, she didn't have the flu, given that flu season is over and there is no flu in the area. Regardless, the doctor prescribed her one of the least effective drugs ever marketed, a drug called oseltamivir, or Tamiflu. We've known for years that nothing about this drug works for patients, but doctors still prescribe it. It doesn't make people with the flu feel much better, it does not decrease hospitalizations, and it has some nasty side effects. Now, I should point out that the drug company Roche made billions from sales. To help them make the large profits, they kept large amounts of effectiveness data private, meaning about 60% of the data. They were eventually forced to release the data. By way of background, the influenza virus is a specific infection. We often use the term flu loosely to describe any time we feel we have a viral infection. However, the real flu is usually a bit more severe than other seasonal viruses. It causes thousands of deaths each year, primarily in the elderly, and typically it lasts for a full week. All of this is important because when the data was released, it finally showed that patients who took the expensive drug within 48 hours of symptoms felt better on an average of 16 hours sooner than those who did not take the drug. Now, of course, this is only for the people that actually had the flu and started it early. When Jennifer went to her doctor, she had had symptoms already for 72 hours. Now, some people might wish to feel better 16 hours sooner, and perhaps that should be their choice if they want to take the drug. But they also should know the data about the drug's ineffectiveness and weigh it against the $100 cost of the drug and the likelihood of uncomfortable side effects. Why did Jennifer get the drug without any of this discussion? Doctors did no testing to see if she had the flu and never discussed the risks and benefits of the drug with her. The drug's cost to her was $88. When I asked her doctor, he said he didn't know the drug wasn't helpful and he had no idea how much the drug cost. There are so many examples of doctors prescribing a drug or treatment that has been shown not to work. Because these days most of us write prescriptions by computer, it would be easy to program a reminder in the computer that says, "Are you sure you want to prescribe this drug given the lack of data on its effectiveness?" The computer could also give the doctor the average cost of the drug. Now, these small steps could go a long way toward reducing unnecessary prescribing. This is Dr. Michael Will with a second opinion.